One thing that I've implemented is when I ask the questions at the end, I ask them to tell me what they believe. And I learned that from Brother Corbin, who learned it from Pastor Anderson. But I know it's not something they've always done. But when you incorporate that into your soul winning, instead of you just trying to check all the boxes at the very end, then you, I mean, obviously you want to check the boxes. You want to ask the questions. But the Bible says, out of the heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And so you can get them to repeat facts. You can get them to say, you know, to pass the test. And how, but how many people have we let pass the test that weren't really necessarily saved? I don't know. But here's what I do know. They're going to tell you what they believe. They told you what they believed when you first got there when you asked them. They're going to tell you what they believe at the end, regardless of getting the questions right. And I've proved this, and I've seen it happen. It's true. I'll say, you know, what do you have to do to be saved? Just believe. And how long are you saved once you believe? It's eternal life. All right, well, what do you personally believe it takes to be saved? Oh, you just got to be a good person. I mean, I've seen it happen. I'm like, so they want to repeat what you told them when you're asking the question, like you're a teacher. They're a teacher at school. Just because a teacher teaches you something at school, like think about this: if you're in a classroom and you know what the teacher wants to hear, you raise your hand and give them back the answer that they want to hear. But when you're soul winning, this is their soul.
Yes.
So if they don't fully understand the gospel, then it's up to you to just say, hey, you know, what do you believe it takes to be saved? And they will tell you. And that's when you can just pinpoint that doctrine. And then again, if you fix what they believe is wrong, then you ask them again what they believe. Don't just say, okay, well, I fixed it, and now what are you going to do to be saved? I just think personally people will tell you what they want to believe, and that's just something I learned. And I've been soul winning for a long time, but that like revolutionized my soul winning. It like really helps. I would say put that into practice, and I know that that has really nothing to do with the sermon, but it is a point of we can always get better. We can always learn more things. We can always know the Bible more. And guess what? When you read the Bible on a continuous basis, you're going to learn more. But if you just say, I'm going to read the Bible one time, oh, read it cover to cover, I'm done for the rest of my life. That's not going to, you're going to lose everything that you learned because it's a continuous learning process with God. It's something he wants to teach you more things a little bit at a time. He's not going to teach you everything at once. It doesn't work like that. It's not a, you know, chip that you can put into your brain that you just know everything about the Bible. It's something you continuously have to learn.